Safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Into the show, second half hour, hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, July 10th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment sponsored by the 5th Annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast and this year U.S. Senate Shoot Vote. What the heck is a shoot vote? Well, if you go to the website, acconservatives.org. The post is there. All the details, all the information is listed. I'm going to have four 4-foot by 4-foot square targets set up on the rifle range. We'll have a 22 rifle. Adults, registered voters will be asked to go and shoot the target for the candidate they plan to vote for U.S. Senate. We're going to take pictures of the four targets in their pristine condition without any votes cast. We'll take a picture of it. Then at the end of the event, as people are leaving, I'm going to have it set up near the parking lot. People will be able to walk by and take pictures of the votes of those folks attending. The left sign will be a target for Mike Rogers, then Sandy Pensler, Justin Amash, and then Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. It's going to be a great event. We're going to have a blast. The pin shoot's going to be set up for the bowling pins. You can take a shot at bowling pins with your handgun, see how good you are at knocking them over. The 100-yard range will be available if you want to sight in your deer rifle. Don't wait until November 14th to go out and sight in your deer rifle because the deer will know, well, it must be close to hunting season because these idiots are sighting in their guns. No. Do it at our event on July 27th. You don't want to shoot guns? You don't want to bring your firearms and your ammunition? You don't have to. Rob Cordes, the Trump Unity Bridge, will be touring northern Michigan. He will be there Saturday with all the Trump gear. We're going to have great music, I know, because I'm playing it. We're going to have some great speakers, candidates. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be there. Local candidates, state house representatives. Josh Saul for U.S. Congress. Still trying to get Patrick Kolbeck to bring Angie and his new puppy. He said, Randy, the dog throws up every time we take him for a ride in the car. Well, get a dog sitter, Pat. We're going to try to get Pat Kolbeck to update us on the lawsuits and the court cases going against Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State. It's going to be a great event. Ian Murphy, the Iron Pig, he's going to be smoking our pork for us this year using his Cherrywood smoker over there in downtown Gaylord. He'll be smoking it for close to a day, slow roasting it. He'll be pulling it and bringing it in warming trays. So you're going to have basically an Iron Pig smokehouse pork dinner. Potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, and of course, Hawaiian rolls with real butter and my world famous carrot cake. So we're excited. It's going to be a great event. It's not this Saturday. It's 2 weeks from this Saturday. Ticket sales are available. July 27th, the gates will open at noon. Read the post on the website, acconservatives.org. Donate. $30 for adults, $15 for the teenagers. The kids 12 and under are free. Bring the little ones. 5-year-old to 12-year-olds will be taught how to shoot 22s. Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, range safety officers, certified NRA instructors will teach the little ones firearm safety and how to shoot a 22. You got one grandma coming. The parents can't. They have to work that Saturday. But they gave permission for grandma to bring the 12-year-old just so he can learn how to shoot a gun. So this is the kind of activity we're going to have. Text me PIG if you'd like the flyer and a link to the website. Just text me the word PIG, 231-360-5140. Text me PIG. I'll send you the link, the flyer. You can go there. When you donate, you click on the yellow donate button for your tickets. That will connect you to our PayPal account, not your PayPal account, ours. Make your donation for your tickets. You'll get an email receipt. That email receipt for your donation is your ticket. All the information from that receipt will be put on a spreadsheet. We have security folks that will be at the end of the driveway to the Muckle Road location there in Central Lake. They'll have your name and they'll have your email address. You'll have to show your photo ID to match your name on the receipt. And you'll have to verify your email address that you got the receipt emailed to. Now, if you're not able via the website, you're not able to send an email, get an email, a receipt, contact me directly after the show, and I'll tell you how to bring your check or cash to the event. I'll take down your information. I'll put you on the spreadsheet so you're going to be able to get in. I've had people say, Randy, I can't do it. My iPhone won't allow me to make a donation on your website. Our website does not like iPhones for some reason. I don't know if it's the security certificate on the website, because all your information is protected, encrypted. You don't have to worry about making a donation on our website. So text me, PIG, and I'll send you the information, and you can get your tickets. 2 weeks from this Saturday. It's coming quick. We're over 100 people already, and we will probably be sold out. We're going to cut off ticket sales at 300 to have enough food and to be able to serve everybody and be able to get the speakers done and get the food done. And we're going to limit it to 300 this year, and we're going to have a great time. Maswaukee County Republican Party, they just became a sponsor. They bought a table of 10. If your county party would like to sponsor the event, text me, PIG. I'll send you the information. Basically, $30 per adult gets you 10 tickets for a table. It's $300. So far, we've had great response from the 1st Congressional District. They're sponsoring a table. They're going to have 10 tickets for their executive board members to take advantage of. The Antrim County Republican Party, my local home county, has sponsored. Charlevoix County, Sheboygan County, they're trying to put a table together. Maswaukee County Republican Party, Frisky's Farm Market in Ellsworth, Village Market, Rick Young in Elk Rapids, he's providing the pork, and Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord will be doing the hard work and providing us the pork. So we're excited. This is on a private compound owned by Richard Davis in Central Lake, Michigan, and it's all completely gated in, and we will be checking ID at the gate. So if any of you think you're going to be crashing this event, it's not going to happen. I've already talked to the sheriff. We will have you removed if you try to sneak into the event. So we're tracking entry at the gate. So we're excited. It's going to be a great event. Just text me, PIG. I'll get you all the information. Now, one of the bills in this budget, and it's amazing to me as I go through this thing now, well over 2,000 pages. I cannot believe the budget is that thick. But there's something that the governor wanted. She wanted to increase the spending for the Michigan State Police for Capitol security. Well, if you're doing things right by the people, why do you need increased Capitol police at the Capitol building? Michigan State Police budget is going to get $1.4 million from the general fund for increased Capitol security. Already part of $953 million for the Michigan State Police budget. Will allocate funding for disaster relief grants, law enforcement communication skills, cold case investigations. But in addition, Michigan State Police Director Colonel James F. Grady says now this funding will allow for 13 additional state property security officers to be assigned to the Capitol building to operate and monitor weapons detection equipment. Because, of course, thanks to John DeMoose and others, they voted to eliminate the general public from being able to carry firearms into the Capitol. Very expensive equipment has been installed, and they monitor now for weapons detection. Metal detectors, infrared scanning cameras, unbelievable increase in security. He expressed gratitude for the $10 million general fund appropriation to provide scholarships for police academy recruits and assistance with salaries for police cadets attending the academy. Scholarships now are going to be capped at $20,000 per recruit, provide salary assistance for $4,000 per police cadet. Grady said the budget will help the Michigan State Police and local partners with hiring and retention efforts as we all work together to help build a Michigan where everyone feels safe and secure. Well, if you want to feel safe and secure, folks, it's going to cost more money. The governor, the Democrats are spending it. $20 million total deposit, $10 million from the general fund, $10 million from the fiscal year supplemental for this year, 2024, including money coming from the Disaster Emergency Contingency Fund. This will support response and recovery activities, financial assistance for local governments in the event of an emergency. My thoughts on this spending, appropriations, and the Michigan State Police. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. They're going in the wrong direction. Of course they are. They're Democrats. The Michigan State Police is basically the governor's own private police agency. I know Brett Gooding's not going to agree with this because he's a former Michigan State trooper. I don't think we should have a Michigan State Police. I think all the money and all this millions of dollars protecting the Capitol, these caravans, 21 Michigan State Troopers SUVs, they weren't driving squad cars. They were driving gas-guzzling SUVs for Jill Biden's visit to Traverse City, then up to Antrim County, my Antrim County that I had to pull over to allow them to pass because the lights were blaring. And, of course, they're driving right down the center of the road. 21 state trooper SUVs and an ambulance providing escort for Dr. Jill Biden to go to King's Orchard in Central Lake. This budget, this money, these functions, that money needs to go to county sheriffs. There doesn't need to be any argument at a crime scene in a county. County sheriff is there. He's investigating. Well, the Michigan State Troopers arrive, and it's like, okay, we'll take it from here. Wait a minute. This is my county. Yeah, but you're not equipped with the labs that we have. You don't have the forensic lab that we have in Lansing. I'm sorry, folks, but the Michigan State Police should not be giving tickets. That's what we have county sheriffs for. 83 county sheriffs should be responsible for law enforcement in their counties, not the Michigan State Police. It's overkill. That Michigan State trooper that gave me a seatbelt ticket up in St. Ignace, who I took to court, and the case was dismissed because he heard me talking about it on the radio, that I was prepared to make the arguments how the seatbelt law in Michigan is unconstitutional. Why? Because they're treating drivers of vehicles differently than they're treating motorcyclists, who I am one. You can ride a motorcycle now in this state without a helmet. But you can't drive a vehicle that has 9 airbags without your seatbelt being clicked. You're treating people differently when it comes to their safety based on revenue generation. Seatbelt tickets is a cash cow for the Michigan State Police, the judges, and the judges' retirement fund. That's where the money goes. When you pay a seatbelt ticket, a speeding ticket, that's where the majority of the money goes. It's overkill. That trooper in St. Ignace was bored that early Saturday, Sunday, Labor Day morning it was. When we went to Castle Rock, Vicky, last year, right? Labor Day last year, when Vicky climbed all the way to the top of Castle Rock after having congestive heart failure. I was so proud of her. We took a couple of stops on the way up, but she made it to the top, and I got her picture. It's overkill. Now they're going to make the Michigan State Troopers basically the security guards for the Capitol building. It's overkill, folks. You can hire security guards to protect the Capitol building at a lot lower cost than a highly trained Michigan State Trooper. And I'm sure Brett Gooding would agree with that. The amount of training and expertise and professionalism that these state troopers have to go through is amazing. Mancelona High School graduate from 2014, Kayla Moore, is a state trooper. She was at the event there in Elba, the Elba Fun Days. Spent the entire day with another fellow trooper present to provide security for the Elba Fun Days. Are you kidding me? They had the street completely shut down. We provided the music for the event the entire day. We got there at 11 o'clock, and we didn't leave until 10 p.m. that night. Vicky, of course, was campaigning for county clerk, talking to folks, passing out cards. We had our signs there, but man, we were jamming. I had them dancing in the streets. When the music portion, the concert started, I was taking requests. The Macarena, line dancing, George Strait, George Jones. We had old folks getting up and remembering the days back in the 50s and the 60s, looking into each other's eyes and dancing to George Jones. It was a great event. I'm sure they're going to ask me to come back and be the person in charge of entertainment. The DJ that played some great music, they were singing, the kids were coming up, making requests. It was fantastic. It was a great event. Michigan State Police, really? Final hour of today's show. I'm Chuck Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve